Please, O Lord, our God, make the words of your Torah sweet in our mouths. Please, O Lord, our God, make the words of your Torah sweet in our mouths, in the mouths of your people, in the mouths of the house of Israel, in the mouths of your people, in the mouths of the house of Israel.
Shabbat shalom to all of you. Yeah. Well, today is a really cool day because we've just returned home from Camp Or Lador. We've been gone for the past couple of weeks. Some of you know that a big part of our team has been away. And even this week, we got some more people on vacation away. It's that time of year. But I'd like to give an update about Camp Or Lador and just some of the highlights and things that we did. So this is our 10th season. Next year will be like our 10th anniversary, but this is our 10th camp. We started in 2009 with 9 campers up in Mount Washington in the White Mountain area, and the camp has just taken off. And, you know, every year when we come back from camp, we say this was the best year yet. But I really think that this year was really the best year yet. I mean, I really think that. We were at a new camp this year, a new Jewish camp. We were for 5 years at a Jewish camp in New York called Surprise Lake Camp, and we developed a really great relationship with them. In the beginning, there was a lot of trepidation and, you know, questions about us being a Messianic Jewish group at a Jewish camp, and by the end of our 5-year stay there, we were leading Havdalah services for their camp and connecting with their camp rabbi deeply and had developed a really wonderful relationship. We moved after that because they closed their rental facility down over to another camp in Chicago and were there for a few years, and It was a bigger camp. They had about 1,200 kids there, so we didn't get the chance to develop the same kind of relationships. But this year, we moved to another camp in Pennsylvania, another Jewish camp, and it was like the end of SLC at the beginning with this camp. So it was a wonderful experience. You know, they have Shabbat services, sort of light Shabbat services and whatnot, and some of their musicians were out of town, so they invited our guys, Joe and Nathan and John and some others, to play music for their Shabbat services for their whole camp, which was like 300 or 400 kids. And that turned into us leading Nigunim and things like that. And it's just a beautiful picture of, we're not seeking, as Diane said, we're not seeking acceptance, but we're seeking normalization. You know, where Messianic Judaism is just a part of the Jewish world, and Yeshua is a part of the Jewish world. So that was a real special thing for our kids to be able to be in that space and, you know, openly Messianic Jewish, a part of this Jewish world. It's a special place where we can share anything we want to, you know. There's no holding back. Our theme this year was on the Amidah, and it was called the Amidah Encountering Hashem. And so we had sort of two tracks. One track was on the prayer itself, and we lived and we breathed the Amidah and got into all the different parts about the Amidah being the Holy of Holies in the temple and the pinnacle of the Jewish service and the mountain climb at the top. And, you know, the Amidah is all connected to the symbolism of Ezekiel and Isaiah and all these different prophets when they entered the throne room of God and tied it into encountering God. And running alongside of the curriculum with the prayer, we had a theme of encountering God. And what is it like to encounter God? How do we encounter God? But not just about it, but let's do it. Let's encounter God at camp. You know, that was the theme. And so at the end of camp, I asked the campers, you know, how many of you felt like you encountered God at camp in a new way? And 90% of them raised their hand. You know, it was an amazing experience. And many of them shared through tears and, you know, various different things, their experiences with God and how their lives were really touched and transformed. Just a few neat little stories. At our camp, we do 2 healing prayer services, one Thursday and then the following Thursday. First was encountering the Ruach, encountering the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And, you know, for us, this isn't just abstract concepts. I mean, he's very real, you know, very real in our lives. And we can feel him and we can experience him. And so we did this service and we started, some of our, you know, people did some beautiful music and just some beginning prayers, and I got up to speak about who the Ruach is in our lives and what he's all about and how he can touch us and transform us and impact us and what experiencing him is like. And by the time I stand up to talk, like, literally at least half the group is already crying. You know, these are teenagers, you know, like 13 to 18, 19-year-olds. And they're crying. It was like, I don't even need to talk, you know, because the Ruach had come. But I shared and talked, and we got into these experiences and what this was like. And then what we did was we did, similar to what those of you who were at Judith McNutt's conference we did here, we invited the kids to come up and prayed for a release of the Ruach, just like Yeshua in our Besorah passage said, you know, I breathe the Ruach into you. And so we just went and prayed for each of the campers. And he descended, like, in very powerful ways. It's just amazing the things that started to happen. I'm just envisioning a couple of 15-year-old guys who are there just weeping and weeping at the things that they've been going through in their lives. We had another camper who shared with us that I share the ones that they share so that I'm not betraying confidence, but who came up, and when we prayed for him, he just started to shake and couldn't move and just weeping and weeping and weeping, and he started to have all these visions. And God started to speak to him about important things that he was going through in his life, and it started to activate something in him. It was just this story after story, and even our counselors were like crying as they're praying for people because of the power of God in their lives and what's going on and what's happening to these teens. So jump forward to the next service we had the following week, and this was more inner healing. This was on like identity and shedding the false self that we have and bringing on a true identity of who God really made us to be and how much he loves us and how close we are to him. So it was all about that. It was much deeper and quieter service. And after my little message and the music, it was the strangest thing. All of the counselor team, independently of each other, all felt like we needed to just step back and like no one and not really pray for the campers. And what happened was the campers got up and started to pray for each other. I mean, these are like teenagers, you know, like teenagers don't do this, you know. But we had huddles of teenage guys over here and girls over here and some mixed and, you know, 15, 16-year-old guys just pouring over each other and praying over each other and weeping with each other and holding each other. And I mean, it's like, where does this happen? You know, it's amazing. And some of these kids come from you know, challenging homes and homes that, you know, with divorces and with just hard things going on in their lives. And, you know, we live in a world where even normal everyday teenagers, you know, we struggle in our world, and the experiences they have at school and things like that. And there was just a significant healing. And we had some of those kids who had been prayed for before going around and like hands at everyone and praying for them, you know, and like they're crying. I mean, it's just amazing. You guys, it's a wonderful experience. There was another one camper who had actually, she had come to camp. She shared this with a group. She had come to camp not knowing that it was the Messianic Jewish camp 2 years ago from a non-Messianic Jewish family. She came with a friend that she knew and was a little bit surprised, even though it's all over our website, and just observed. And this year she came back again, and she decided towards the end of the camp that it was time for her to commit her life to following Yeshua. Have some beautiful memories of Rain and I just praying with her by the lake and walking her through the prayer to commit her life to Yeshua. You know, and her sharing her story of the trials and the hardships that she's been through a lot of tears, and how she just wanted to take a step. You know, she's like, I want what these other kids have, is what she said. That you know, everyone's sharing. You know, every time we do a lesson, people share their experiences with God and how he's touched them and changed their lives and he's real in their lives and the things that they've heard from him, you know, just that morning. And she's like, I want that in my life, you know. And so then she stood up in front of everyone, and we had an immersion for her at the last day of camp, and it was just really beautiful. Another one of our counselors was also immersed during that time, and again, he wouldn't mind me sharing this because he shared it with a bunch of groups, but Josiah came to camp when he was 15 years old. He was struggling with some real hard family things that were going on, and he was an atheist, and he was very angry, and I remember having conversations with him by the road at camp, and just, you know, late at night, and just listening, and we just talked, and he was just angry. And then he came back the next year and still a little bit angry, maybe a little less. And then he came back the next year as one of our leadership teens. And during that time, at the end of camp, he had some experiences during the prayer service that led him to say, God is real. And there's nothing, he can't get around this. And he gave his life to following Yeshua during that service last year. And then he had matured so much that we invited him back as a counselor this year. A bit of a risk because he was a younger guy, but he was one of our best counselors. He did great. And so at the end of camp, you know, he's pouring into all these teens, and he stood up and he said, you know, I was immersed when I was a kid, but it was against my will, and now I want to do this in front of all of you because now this is me. You know, this is really me. So we said, sure, you know, let's do it. It's hard to say how much it is, but just, you know, young life after young life is touched and transformed. And we had a wonderful time and a great camp, and I'm sure other counselors are going to share more during Oneg. Again, I don't want to take too much time, but I think just the lessons, the big lessons that I've come home from camp are, you know, that God really loves us, like, more than you can imagine. You know, this isn't just, we have our services, and we have our things, and we pray our prayers, and all these things are important, and we engage in them, you know, but they're all a means to him, to a real and vibrant relationship with him, if we would just let him in. And What we saw at camp was that our teens and youth were able to let him in on their own terms. And he came and met them where they were at and touched so many kids in so many ways. So just be encouraged, you know, because he's really here and he's really with you. He really is. And he just wants to bring you and hold you in his arms and love you and, give you his healing. With that, we'll close the service, and then you'll hear from John this afternoon, and Joey and Nathan and Raina have some really fun things to share as well. Okay. Well, Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
Please, O Lord, our God, may the words of your Torah sweet in our mouths. Please, O Lord, our God, may the words of your Torah sweet in our mouths, in the mouths of your people, in the mouths of the house of Israel, in the mouths of your people, in the mouths of the house of Israel. And may your descendants and the descendants of your people Israel be those who know your name and study your Torah for Messiah.